to his house. That's what I would think about if I was a hot lady in the city of New York.
The one thing that was funny with SNL was the first time Tate McRae, by the way, extremely nice lady.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like, nice Canadian lady came in. She was very like, "Hey, how are you?" She was so the host green room here, the musical artist is right across the hall.
Yeah.
And I was like sitting on the couch freaking out.
Yeah.
And then she walked in and I was like, for real, I don't know why I did this. I was just like,
you
trying to say
Ash Ketchum.
And she kept walking and I was like, "Oh, that hurts." But then she came right back in. It was like, "Hey, how are you?"
Did you read?
I was like, but then the first thing we did was a sketch where I was in a like motorized scooter dressed like an animal and she had to sit on my lap. And right before they're like, "Tate, are you okay with this? Is everything okay? Are you all right with sitting on his lap?" She was like, "Yeah, I don't care." And I was like, "No one asked me." And they're like, "Shane, are you all right?" I was like, "Yes." Which seemed really funny at the time until it's literally just me, her, and the director. And I was like, "I hope you understand. I was kidding."
She didn't laugh?
I think she laughed, but I was that's immediately hilarious. Embarrassed that I did that. She's like 21, and I'm sitting there like, "Yes, I'm good with it."
I mean, to be fair, it was very funny.
Yeah.
Funniest thing you could possibly do, but yeah, the aftermath of that would have been like, "Nah, I'm just fucking around."
And it was
that
like,
for you.
We just got done filming the first sketch, and I had to rush to that one, and they're like, "Hurry up, she's got to leave." And so I was like sweaty. It was a nightmare. And then she's like, her character was supposed to flirt with me. So she was like, "We have such a nice thing." And she like rubbed my chest. And in my head, I was like, "Damn, my chest is definitely soaked." And she was sitting on me. I must have been 400 degrees. It must have been laying on just a hot pillow. That was like, "I'm really sorry about this." "I'm sorry.
I was just kidding when I said I was super
hot." Yeah, I was just joking about that. She's like, "What?" Like the joke I told, I don't even know if you heard it.
What?
Yeah, definitely felt sweat on my chest.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're in the presence of a diva.
She's a diva, dude.
That's so sick, though. I have a couple things. Oh, man.
Sounds like a woman.
That's my wife. My wife found out. Oh.
Oh, great. Hey. Hey. All right.
Oh, all right. Uh-oh. Here we go. Hey, we're podcasting, man.
We'll be right there.
We're in a good place right now, dude. Come on, dude. We're podcasting for real.
You motherfucker.
What?
It's like when the Raptors found out how to open the doors. It was just a funny joke.
Hang tight. You can play a game. Wait till we cast. You can blaze. All right, later. Love you. Love you, babe. Love you so much. She's just off her period right now. It's going to be so sick tonight. Dude, this cracked me up the other day. We were at home, and she was washing Maya and Chloe's hair. She's washing Chloe's hair. Or maybe Maya's. Chloe wanted to watch TV, and she was like, "I want to watch Gabby's Dollhouse." And she clapped with every word. And I was like, "Dude, you see that to Brittany?" And Brittany's like, "Yeah, she's black." And Chloe looked at Brittany and went, "I'm not black. You're black." It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Just for a two-year-old to be like, "You're fucking black. I'm not black. Fuck up." Just so mad. She doesn't know what it means.
My sister's kids have struggled with this. My sister's kids have been like, "Why is she? When's she going to turn black?" to the white kid. And they're like, "It's going to be a while."
Yeah, true.
How come she's not black yet?
That's so sick, just waiting. Like, I can't wait till my sister.
Yeah, my
black.
Sister's going to be black soon. It's going to be sick. The rest of us turn black around 2, 3. That's when I first remember being black. Oh, man.
God damn.
The Blazer awesome. Tag pizza is calling my
name. They're going to be. Yeah. People were tearing them up, dude. They're going to be.
I'm going to fucking rip it apart.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so hungry.
Bro. I've been to a lot of kids. Here's the thing, bro. I've been to a lot of kids' parties, and I've been eating, like, just place pizza, and it does fucking slap, dude. You eat a first slice, and you're like, "All right. Yeah. Yeah, this fucking rules."
Oh, man.
I haven't done this since I was 12, so.
Laser tag?
Yeah. Shit. I'm psyched.
Dude,
it's been probably a decade for me. Last time I was here, my dad's cum was all over his pants. True. I was literally thought about it as soon as I put these pants on. I was like, "Ooh." I was driving over like, I've been wearing these for a while.
Yeah.
That black light's not going to be kind
to us. My t-shirt.
Team Pat's going to be in camo. Team Fat's gonna be full camo.
Why does cum glow? Yeah,
also, why? Who's cumming in their jeans?
It's magical. I don't understand.
Are we sure it's cum?
No, it turned out my dad had prostate cancer. And, yeah, I was like, would you cum your pants? He was like, no. Oh, and like a month later, he was like, I have cancer. I was like, oh, sorry, I was making fun
dude,
of you.
Dude, yeah, but that's the perfect excuse.
It was just Wiz. It was true. Wiz.
Dude, there's no struggling.
Wait, so Wiz and cum shows up in the black?
It looked like it was a Wiz. And the boy probably wasn't washing the trousers very often.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably 3 months worth of
bro, if he was just coming like
Elks
that,
Lodge piss.
If he was just coming like that, I want prostate cancer.
True.
I'm just glazing. If I'm
honestly,
glazing
probably
pants
how got
ever,
it.
I mean, I should knock on
the
wood.
Increase ropes. Your loads with cancer? That's great, man. Yeah.
Load max and prostate cancer? God, I can't wait. I fucking can't wait, dude.
You want to get in there?
Yeah, let's tag. Let's tag.
Let's tag and see. Then everyone got tired. Go 5 minutes left. You hear everyone go, oh, fuck.
Dude,
it was
the longest
game.
Fucking game of my life, dude.
What was your strategy, Gardini? You're running.
It was,
gun.
Run, it was
move,
run right
run
at everyone.
Gun, stick and move.
Stick and move?
Mm-hmm.
Stick and move fast.
Yeah.
You're running.
Fat was swift. Swift walk.
You were running. Rule number one.
I might have been running.
I saw you run. That's fine. You cheated. And
Bubbles is on your ass for the next game.
Well, that's concerning.
Yeah, he's going to personally follow you
I
around.
Came here for a good time.
I'm
and immediately
time.
Guys take advantage of the rules. Man, I finished seventh.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
That sucks.
First game.
I beat Spider. Fuck yeah. I lost a big. Oh, I lost a Nikki Blazer.
Nikki Blazer.
Adam Egitt. I lost to Nikki Blazer by probably one shot. It was close. It was a close one. And you were camping. I was fully camping. After fucking 2 minutes, it was time to camp, dude. I don't know how they were running.
I was camped, and then I would run and gun. I would just get hit 50 yeah. fucking times.
You were hitting the lay down, which was a nice move.
Lay down was pretty.
That sounds like that's against the rules. Yeah.
So much.
That sounds like
he
that's
was
against
lying.
Rule
he was laying
five.
Down. He's going, my fucking pack doesn't work.
that's what Chris keeps saying. Chris keeps saying his gun was broken. That's why he didn't do good.
He was RoboCop. They changed his name to RoboCop.
I was wondering who that was.
Wait, his gun wasn't working, but he didn't come in very last place, did he?
Yeah,
no, that
so
was
interesting.
The one. It happened to be the one female that was brought on.
The pregnant female.
Dead last. By a wide margin. I don't think she must not have been holding. She is 8 months pregnant, which is.
I felt terrible. I was laying.
That's why you want the running around. Someone's going to bump into her. The worst thing you want is something terrible
dude,
to happen at a
I
fucking
like,
laser
real,
tag.
I startled the shit out of her. I was laying down behind a corner. She walked. I went, boom, 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 boom. I was like, sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Dude, if she does give birth in a laser tag, that's America's next emperor.
Yeah, it is.
He's chosen by God.
True.
If you give birth under the artificial fog and black lights of
that'd
a laser
awesome.
Tag.
Just being that that's your first image coming out into the world.
Surrounded by Team Fats. Everyone's sweaty with packs on.
My thing is, I'd be still racking up major points.
Yeah, Bubbles. What?
I'd be sitting there hitting her fucking sensors while she's giving
every
birth.
Every single person would be standing there going, all right, dude, it's fucking time out.
That's some fucking respect. Do it. Yo, my pack's deactivated. You can't even shoot me right now.
Matt, I shot you at the buzzer.
You betrayed.
I shot you at the buzzer. It was you, me, and James standing there. They're going, 3, 2.
probably knocked me out of fuck. I thought one of them hit me.
No, I'm in Fitzgerald. You think about the chef. Think about the cook coming in saying, fellas, it's been good to know you. After the main hatchway gave in. You dumb bitch.
Fine, I'll listen, but we're actually going to sync up Dark Side of the Moon to The Wizard of Oz after this, and you've got to watch the whole fucking thing.
I'm trying to listen to audiobooks at night, and women don't exactly like it.
No.
Trying to listen to The Guns of August last night.
Put it on?
Not a big hit.
What the hell? What happened?
Just a sleepy woman going, what? What is she talking about? And I was like... King George died, and it was kind of the last time all the royals were together in London, and, you know, they're all related, and turn the fuck off.
Yeah, the mutual audiobook is tough.
I listened to my girlfriend's friend stayed in our hotel room. Mm-hmm. Nothing,
A little restless, like they're on the meds. They're on the meds.
But it was after SNL, and she was like, "I'm going to take a nap before I go home." So she, because it was 6 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, "All right, this is what I listen to when I sleep," and I put on rain noises.
Nice.
And her friend honestly thought I was listening to applause. She thought I was, and she didn't really mention it.
You thought you needed to stand in note.
She genuinely thought I was going to sleep to applause. And now I can't listen to the fucking rain thing anymore because it sounds exactly like applause. She was fucking right.
You need a standing O to pass out. I need a standing O. It's rain. You hear the trickle.
Obviously rain. Maybe across the room in a hotel.
Oh, there you go.
Is that fucking applause?
With some distance, it sounds like applause. Because you can hear the trickles.
Yeah.
That's maybe a babbling brook.
I'm going to have to switch it up, get some thunder in there or something.
Yeah, true. Next story, you're going to fall asleep. Dazzled by these splendidly mounted princes, as the Times called them, few observers had eyes for the ninth king. To achieve greatness as a man, despite his great height and perfect horsemanship.
There's nothing wrong with listening to that at bedtime.
Dude,
that
we talked about that. That's funny. Technically, I do have a pretty fucking sick like resume.
Yeah.
Because I played, it's D1 football, and then if you join West Point, if you join the Army during active war, you are technically, I'm a decorated veteran. That's a medal.
That's sick.
I quit right away. I quit West Point right away, first month. And, then, you know, I got SNL. So technically, I'm a Division I football player that is a decorated veteran and was cast on Saturday Night Live. And I didn't do one of those things. But that is my resume, technically.
I got pulled over by cops leaving Billy's. And they thought I was undercover.
Oh, yeah.
The cops did?
The cops thought I was an undercover cop. So they were like, pull over. We got to chat. I look like a cop that much. They pulled me over, and I was like, what the fuck did I do wrong?
You were they probably dressed like a kid who went to high school to buy drugs.
Yeah, for real. They pulled me over, and the guy goes, 369? And I was like, damn thing's fine. I thought he said a yin-yang twin lyric. He goes, 369? Damn thing's fine? And they were like, no. We thought you were an undercover.
Damn thing's fine?
Damn thing's fine.
That is so fucking...
Since we learned more about like European history in school, that was what I don't feel like we learned anything about what the hell happened with Europe.
Less of all
What are you
going
to teach these kids, though? Think about teaching in class. Think of the girls in your class.
Yeah.
You can be like, hey, kids, let's talk about Archduke Franz Ferdinand. Dude,
just remembering that collection of words, I failed the test. I'm like, Ferdinand Duker. Yeah, I like that guy.
He's got a hell of a fastball.
His backhand can use some work.
Yeah, dude, I wish there was more of that. Japan, I tried to watch a documentary about the samurai.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. The different warring one. The different warring factions.
The new
Japan.
One.
Yeah. What?
The
yeah,
new one? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't start it yet. Yeah. That's things you should consume when you get older and then go, oh, now it makes sense back when I was younger.
Yeah.
You shouldn't start that when you're young. You should learn like CPR and how to cook. Catholic school is dog shit, dude. Literally, it's I went to this day. I've only gotten through like 30 seconds of a tutorial how to properly save someone using CPR.
Well, they change it. They have to change it all the time because no one will ever do it in person.
Yeah, no kissing now.
Now you don't have to kiss.
No, mouth to mouth.
Yeah. That's the best part.
Just hit the stool. Yeah,
kiss. You told me you wouldn't give your mom.
You're like, what's he doing? Oh, no, the kids are because of COVID.
I had to charge my telephone when I woke up on Sunday yesterday.
Let your phone die when you went to sleep?
My phone died. I forgot to pack a charger when I went down for the NFC Championship ball game. And so I had to charge it at the front desk of the hotel, and I went and got breakfast by myself.
Nice.
I went to the Continental, you know that place in Philly? Yep. I thought it was a diner. It's not.
That's like a Steven
Starr
restaurant.
It's a pretty nice restaurant. So I sat there by myself without a phone. I don't know if you've ever done that. Going out to eat by yourself without a phone is...
I've done it a billion times.
It's pretty weird, actually.
Yeah.
I felt very weird.
Really?
I didn't know what to do. And then the waitress came over and she was like a cute young girl.
Yeah.
It's like, hi, do you want anything? I was like, I'll have a club sandwich and a Coca-Cola. she just kept checking in on me, going,
yeah,
yeah, it's all you can do, dude. I was sitting at a table with nothing. There was a homeless woman. I just watched a homeless woman.
Did you?
Yeah, she was just sitting there doing the same thing as me. She just sat there. She didn't do shit. She asked people for money. No one gave her money.
Yeah.
But anytime somebody said no, she went. She for real was going like this. Somebody would come by, she'd say something, they'd go no, she'd go. It's like pretty reasonable. Anytime someone said no, she was by herself, just okay, that's fair.
Very well. God, man.
Can't win them all.
God damn. Yeah, I whenever I'm in that situation, I try to prize myself on just like sitting up straight and not needing any distractions.
Yeah, that's all I was doing.
Yeah, but it's weird, though. It does feel weird. It's like, I'm going to get it. Because whenever that happens to me, I have the opposite reaction where I'm like, these guys are all lost in their phones.
Don't get me wrong. There was a lot of that. There was a lot of that. I was like, I'm kind of just more of a thinker. And all I was thinking about is, man, I wish I had my phone.
I do the same thing. It's crazy. I sit up and I'm like, I mean, I'm the only one keyed into reality. And you just look around and you're like, man.
Reality's just me and that homeless lady.
Bored. Yeah, I'm bored.
We're the only ones.
The phone, it's dawning on me. It's like a very, very, very serious problem.
Ooh, and then a guy caught me listening to their conversation. There was a table like two or three booths down, and it was like a business, like the people that work together getting lunch. And he was like, yeah, this place you saw, they like have carpet all on the ceilings. And I was like, he saw me like look up. Fuck. I'm a freak, dude. Just sitting here without a phone, just waiting for a turkey sandwich.
A dream I had, I was trying to get a drink. I was just thirsty in real life. Every dream I kept going in and out of, like, because I'd been drinking for five fucking days. I was in Austin. Yeah. So last night was the first like sober sleep.
Yeah.
So my dreams were fucking
crazy. Came back. Yeah.
Yeah. But every dream was about just trying to get a drink.
Just plain old liquids.
Yeah. And then I woke up and I was like, oh yeah, I'm thirsty. I had to walk downstairs at 4 a.m.
Your brain's been waiting five days like, to give you that message, dude.
Yeah, you have to drink, you idiot. Drink water.
About relationships.
They're difficult.
Very difficult, dude. I swear to God, I think the big part of it is you have to sit there. If you're in for the long haul, you have to like selectively pick parts of your personality and just incinerate them. Yeah. But you have to also make sure you're not like incinerating your core personality, because then you'll just turn into like a bland fucking, you know, happy wife, happy life type. I understand the reason, dudes. I empathize when dudes like, I would see those blank 1,000-yard stares and be like, what a fucking pussy. And I see it now. I see why you'd smash the emergency glass and just go, hard reset of my whole system. Yeah. I don't care about anything.
I don't care.
Please just fucking stop torturing.
Just don't fucking yell at me. Phil was just telling me how nice it was. First thing he said when he picked me up, he was like, your mother's been gone for 2 weeks. I was like, God damn, you must have been getting fucking hammered, dude. He must have been getting blacked out every night.
He had just 14 days here.
14 days. And I was like, how was he? He was like, I mean, it was pretty much the same other than not having your mother come down and be like, did you empty the cat litter? Did you empty the litter box? It's like, she asked me every fucking day. The goddamn cat's got the nicer bathroom than I do.
Well, you start waiting for those that's the thing. When you know you're fucked, is you'll be sitting there like preemptively having that. Like it'll put like a ghost in your head.
Yeah.
Where now you're having those conversations when they're not even there. And you're like, see, I did put that there. And if she fucking, I'm gonna, you know what? She left that thing there. I'm gonna put it away quietly. Yeah. Once you're there, you're fried.
Oh man.
So I've been navigating that realm, and it's going well. It is going well.
It's a difficult realm.
It is a difficult realm. I see why dudes completely freak out.
Having one person tell me to do one thing, I'm like, I hate them. I wish they weren't in here. Leave me alone.
Dude, it's crazy.
I had to get woken up at 8 a.m.
Who woke you?
Phil Pound. Dude, he pounds on the door like he's serving a fucking warrant. It's fucking crazy, dude. Nothing bothers me more. Doosh, doosh, doosh. Get up. That's how he fucking does it.
That's the best.
It's so fucking annoying, dude. Then I'm furious. And then my mom's yelling.
She's like, Jane.
She's like a cat, dude. She'll stand outside your door.
Jane. Jane. Come on, let's go.
Oh my God.
Gotta get moving.
Oh my God.
Shut up.
You're having like grade school flashbacks.
Dude, I had a wild night. Yo, I also I know. These are my dreams, dude. I have wild dreams.
She's some cat.
She really sits outside your door and just goes, Shane.
Come on.
It just rubs the wall.
Let's get moving.
Oh, my God. Let's get moving. Dude. Hey, so many dumb women have so many dumb phrases.
Oh, dude, I'd rather just. My wall. Yeah. Wake up, like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Then fucking see her that.
Phil pounding,
we gotta go.
Pounding the door.
And, come on, let's go. Let's get moving. I'd rather someone like 8x8 hit the side of my house with a SWAT. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd be like, I mean, I'd be upset. I'd be deeply upset by that, obviously. But I'm saying if somebody hits me with
if
that.
If somebody happens to spray paint a SWAT inside your room while you're asleep, you would prefer
I'm
that.
I'm livid, dude. I'm livid.
I mean, you're livid. But nothing like waking up furious. Is there a worse feeling than an early morning wake up just absolutely
furious? Dude, imagine at 4 a.m. Imagine that at 4 a.m.
Bro.
Bro, imagine. And you wake up now. To a kid going, ah, and you just feel smacked. And I just go, it takes everything in me not to just go, let me.
You're so fucking sick.
Yes.
The fourth one's going to be all girl apes.
If they take this from me, if they take Planet of the Apes from me,
it's going to be a girl ape being like, my pussy is so powerful. Hail my pussy. And Cornelius will be like, listen to her.
Yeah.
We've been mean to them for too long. The human species have totally flopped with their women. It'll definitely be that. There's no way.
You're probably right.
There's no way they're not going to take Planet
of the Apes. If they take Planet of the Apes from me, I say, get your hands off me.
Yeah, you're going to have to go, no.
You damn dirty liberals. Why do the liberals ruin everything, dude?
I don't know, man.
Yo, I tried to play FIFA online last night for the first time.
Don't tell me. Did the libs fucking ruin it?
The libs butt-fucked FIFA so badly.
That one, you would think they'd have got that one first.
They got so there's a thing called Ultimate Team where you if you win a game you get a certain amount of points, then you can buy new players, you can buy better players to join your team. Of course the women, female players are in there, so your team's ladies.
Yeah, and who do you play against? High schoolers.
Yeah, and you lose 10-0 to fucking 15-year-old. No. And their ratings are the same.
What,
like, you could, the first player I got was like a 91 overall.
Just lady.
Lady. I immediately traded her. I took a 60 overall Korean goalkeeper over her. I was like, dude.
Why are they doing that? It's not offensive to be like, boys are better than girls at soccer. I'm not even trying to like rile up, you know, sexist dregs of society. It's just a fucking fact.
I was being very sexist.
Were you really?
I literally, every single female player I got, no matter what their rating was, quick sell for zero. Sold them for free.
Did you traffic
them?
Get
them off my roster. I trafficked them. I just get rid of them. I don't know why. I mean, I...
So you were just like, no.
Not yeah, I said, I, no.
Has your team suffered, though, due to your ideological...
No, I'm good at FIFA because I've never played it online, so I start against other people that have never played it, which is like their first time playing.
Nice.
First game, 7-1.
Damn.
Yeah.
Against live agents?
Just
you have
against a guy, yeah.
Highly rated, 97 rated girls on their team?
He also, I noticed, didn't have one female on the field.
What?
I think it's a common thing. I think if you have females on your field, you... It's lame. You would have an all-female team. I know you fucking horny devil. That's who this is for.
Yeah.
Oh, that Hope Solo right in the goalie booth.
Girl, 97 speed.
Just
logic, burning. 150%. Yeah,
logic. Just burning past Cristiano Ronaldo down the field.
Annoying. Zero.
Super smart. 99 overall. Super smart.
Loses her mind once a month. That doesn't happen.
That's made up. That's fucking conservative propaganda.
I watched The Ultimate Debate, Ben Shapiro versus Destiny. I don't know if Destiny is the guy, really, if there's a guy named Destiny, but he's like a liberal political commentator.
Named Destiny?
He was fair.
He was being fair and balanced?
For some reason, his name's I don't know if it was like versus Destiny or the guy's name. Maybe it's his like online. Maybe YouTubers have like stripper names now. But it was for some reason Ben Shapiro versus Destiny on the Lex Fridman podcast. It was good. Shapiro, dude, and like, and again, you can say whatever you want about him. He's him debating. He's so fucking good at debating. It's insane. It's very funny because he'll get caught in little traps, and dude, he'll like, because it is, they're just like wrestling with words and stuff. And
yeah.
They'll be like, well, you don't think like we should give like schools air conditioning? And he was like, no, it'd be better as a two-parent household. And he's like, obviously that's better. And he's like, well, that's just the best. And he'll hit him with some crazy analogy. It's pretty sick.
We didn't have air conditioning in my high school.
We didn't have it at my
fucking sucked grade dick, school, dude.
For sure.
We didn't learn anything.
You can't.
It was too hot.
But at least you had two-parent house. Ben Shapiro would say.
Did have a two-parent household, which two-parent was, household. I would trade.
For air conditioning? I would have done it.
Truthfully?
100%. I wanted my parents to get divorced when I was younger. I'm the only person. I was like, dude, that I would hear about people in divorced households, and I'm like, lucky. Two Christmases, two birthdays.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, my parents stay together every year. I'd be like, is there anniversary? I'd be like,
oh, can you imagine?
You guys, please split up.
Can you imagine our dads going to their house for Christmas or your birthday? The shit you would get. Be like, here's a pocket knife that he got for free.
Pocket knife every year. He bought my mom a set of pots and pans 1 year. Total alpha move, dude. A new set of Cephalons. It was just like, yo, here you go, babe.
It's actually nice. She probably enjoyed it.
She was kind of pissed. She was just, we were laughing. She was, yeah, she was whatever.
I'm sure having all the retarded brothers laughing. Mom got pots and pans.
Get in the kitchen.
Dudes.
It was beat. He was like, no, they're nice. I thought you'd like them. She was, I remember her just being like, oh, great, thanks. She obviously, she didn't show, she wasn't like spazzing. Thank God. But yeah, it was pretty, I remember thinking like it was a beast move. He told me when I was younger, he's like, yo, break up with your girlfriends around Christmas. He's like, break up with them at Christmas, Valentine's. Not
so you don't have to buy a $20 gift in high school.
He told me that. He's like, dude, for real, do that. And I remember taking him, like, I did it. I took his advice, and just a girl was like devastated. She's like, it's about to be Christmas. And I was like, oh,
is it?
Oh, my dad told me. Oh, fuck. Fuck with bad advice. Oh, now that you put it that way, this is a very bad thing to do.
It is mean. Yeah, it's so mean.
I know. He's probably fucking around.
Dumped in my bed
because you would lay down in it though,
and you would get tricked too. By night number two.
Oh,
she'd be like, "Remember when you said this?" You'd be like, "You just shit in my fucking bed,
shit in my bed."
Can't
what if she seduced
smell.
You into the shit bed too? Oh. She was like, "Bro," she's like, "Hit it," and you're like,
"Pigeon slap."
I'm gonna hit it, and you laid it right next to the turd. You go, "Oh, you nasty fucking bitch!"
Oh,
I thought I was getting some fucking pussy. There's a fucking turd in my bed.
Just a log, dude.
Man, if it was a dark room too,
oh,
you'd be like, "What is? No way." Feels like shit.
Oh,
it stinks in here. I think there's somebody shit in here.
Nah, that ass is just open for you. You're like, that's what's up, bud.
Yeah,
it definitely smells nice. Like there's a giant turd in my bed.
You could get hard through a turd.
You could.
The smell. You could power through the smell of that.
Oh yeah. Then you'd roll to your side of the bed and be like, ah, oh, Jesus Christ.
What did I do,
dude? Stepping in bear shit or dog shit in your bare feet is.
Yeah.
You want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Having a turd in your bed would fuck
human
you up.
Human turd in your bed would.
Just the sight of it. It's like the fucking horse head from The Godfather.
I turn into the Joker immediately. Like, hey.
True. You'd have to shit on her shit, though.
What do you mean? You'd become a villain?
Yeah, I'd have to shit on her.
Damn. True. Yeah,
thank God it was just Amber Heard, not one of your muscle mommies.
Did anyone ever call her Amber Turd? True.
Yeah.
Taking a protein shake, Dom?
Amber Turd? Yeah.
Damn, your muscle mommy taking a protein shake dump on you?
I mean, that would be slop, dude.
It would spray the room.
Bucket. Yeah.
The steamer would be larger than you. She'd be laying the Cleveland steamer down the chest. You're like, that's enough. Cut it off. He's like, I fucking can't.
I can't stop.
I'm on a new supplement right now. Your tits are going to become hard and immobile. Stop, babe. They got you on the edge where I like you. An 8-pack?